Good afternoon and welcome to the Surprise Lake Middle School Principal's Office Podcast, special COVID-19 version. We have with us Mr. Holdner. Mr. Holdner, can you, I always do this, introduce yourself after I already introduced you, but can you tell us who you are, what you teach, and what you're doing to keep yourself busy during the school closure?
Yeah, of course. My name is Callum Holdner. I teach 7th grade science and an elective class called Medical Detectives at Surprise Lake. During the closure, what I am doing, I guess, to keep myself busy, I got a lot going on. I have a 4-year-old son, so he still needs his own education. So luckily, me and my wife are both teachers, and she has kind of taken the helm at that, but he's a very active young boy, so I've been playing with him quite a bit, and we are expecting a second kiddo in June, and so we have been getting the nursery ready and kind of working towards that as well. So there's kind of a lot going on at our household right now.
You know, similarly, I have actually 3 kids, and I have my my wife is expecting in September. Great timing.
Right, yes.
So I'm curious, when you mentioned the schooling, your wife, my wife is actually taking the lead on that too. She calls it mom homeschool. I'm the principal of that mom homeschool. I'm also the PE teacher. Is that what you're finding your role to be?
Oh, yeah. I do science and I do PE. Oh, yeah. We do a lot of bike rides. We have a little telescope, Elliot. My son's name is Elliot. Elliot and I, we have telescopes. So when it's not as cloudy, we will go out and we will look at the moon or some stars, depending on kind of the time of day and night. So I ask him what he sees. We'll try to look for birds. We do all sorts of stuff. So it's actually a lot of fun.
Cool, man. All right. Yeah. So. Next question. What are you missing most about school?
This one's like easy out of all of the questions. So I know the people listening to the podcast, Mr. Bettis gives you all the questions. Kind of two is like the easiest one to answer. What do you miss most about school? It has to be the relationships with the kids. Just going there every day and being around all the kiddos is so much fun. So when you take that away because of what's going on, it kind of limits the I guess what you could do professionally, but that is by far the most that I miss is the relationship with all of it.
I tell you, that's my softball question to start it up. Really? That's yeah, you're welcome for that one. Next question for you. Actually, this is, I'm going to adapt it a little bit now that we've started our distance learning. What inspires you to come to work? And by work, I mean sitting in your PJs right now via a Zoom meeting and distance learning. What inspires you to do that?
I mean, again, the relationships with the kids. I know. So I think the previous question that I just answered and this question are kind of the same ones, right? It's still the relationships with the kids. I know I'm planning on maybe videotaping myself, so I might get my like YouTube on and see how that goes. But still giving that connection or that relationship to the kids absolutely is what so inspires me to kind of continue to work every day. I mean, it's going to be much different, and I don't know how this is going to go. But I know that relationship and that connection is kind of what keeps driving me forward.
You know what? This one, this next question might lean right into what you were just talking about. Tell me something you learned during this closure that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Well, you know what? So this one, when I looked at the questions, Mr. Bettis, I thought of this one a little bit different. I do teach a class called Medical Detectives. It's an elective class. So shout out to my kids who are listening, who are in my or have taken my Medical Detectives class before. They are literally in that class epidemiologists. So they study, or we kind of have this made up scenarios about outbreaks and epidemics and pandemics. I have learned so much of what an epidemiologist actually does that is going to be so useful, I think, for that class going forward and kind of currently. And it makes it, for the kiddos in that class or have taken that class, it makes it real, the value of learning in that class, what I actually teach and the content that we go over. So that can relate directly, to that medical detective stuff. So I think that is both kind of super cool. Unfortunate that it took this to kind of elevate that, but I think that class now has a lot more meaning than maybe it did in the years past.
You know what? I was thinking about that. Because you did a lot of that work beforehand with kids, right, and talked to them about that. But I also was, I was just thinking about all the students that have taken that class in the past. You know, a lot of times when when you take a class, sometimes it doesn't really speak to you until you've like had an experience. You know, I think about all my teaching classes. A lot of those, it didn't make sense, but then I was able to draw on them at a later time. So I bet like the students that you've taught in the past that class, I bet they're really coming back to that as they learn about the COVID-19.
Yeah, and what's, I mean, the connections are easy. Usually that class is about, like, the kids would know, it's like the poison picnic is like one activity that we do, and then there's a couple other activities too. Yeah, find out who's sick, what did they get sick from, what toxins, who they kind of were in contact with, all this other stuff. And that connection is easy for the kids to make. So hopefully, I'm hoping that you're right. I'm hoping they're kind of reflecting and being like, oh yeah, like I remember talking about some of this stuff. But I know in my experience, I've learned a ton of different ways that I could kind of teach this, or teach medical detectives. So that's awesome.
Very good. All right, next question, Mr. Holdner. What would you have done differently if you had known we were going to be out of school for this long?
This is the question that I am kind of stumped on. I don't know if I would have done anything, you know, drastically different. It's hard to anticipate, obviously, you know, COVID-19 would bring us to this point. But I don't know if I would do anything or would have done anything like too much different. What about you? I'm going to throw this one back on you.
Throw it right back at me. I was just thinking to myself, geez, what would I have done differently? You know, I think probably, I think the things that I'm missing right now are just the high fives and the elbows, but I did those things while the kids were there. I think probably I might have learned a little bit more about, you know, like Zoom and Google Meets and things like that, and understanding how that might go, so I'd be a little bit more prepared. But outside of that, yeah. I think that's about it.
Well, so now that makes me think of, so when the pandemic first started, John Hopkins, so if the students, if they recall in my class, I actually had them track this. This was from like the very beginning. We did this in like mid-January to like late February when I first started kind of tracking the numbers of this pandemic. Because I thought it was interesting that John Hopkins had this great platform that displayed information beautifully. We've talked about graphs, so there's a lot of kind of crossover content in that as well. So I had the kids kind of document the total number of outbreaks, what countries it was currently in, the total amount of deaths. I think if I would have done this differently, I would attack that more. I would have, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, but talked about I guess the burden that this could have or has done to the hospital the medical infrastructure that we have. I think maybe I could have talked about that more. But again, like I'm learning as this is going on too. Like I really had no idea, you know, that it would have been COVID-19 would have been this serious. But I think instead of just looking at it through the lens of maybe the total amount of deaths that occurred, which is super sad and which is something that you see in the news right now, I think there could have been more of a learning opportunity through like a different lens as well. So maybe talking about COVID-19 in a different way, but I think I could have done that differently.
See, look at that. You ended up having a way better answer anyway. All right. All right, Mr. Holdner, what are you learning and or reading about during this school closure?
Oh man, what am I learning and reading about besides and keeping up with the news, besides trying to figure out kind of the best way to teach my medical detectives and science class? I don't know if I've been keeping up on too much of reading besides like helping out my son Elliot, but just kind of learning, reading some of the district emails about, you know, like how to use Zoom or communicating with Mrs. Boyd, my center of science co-worker there, of how to kind of best teach these kids. I think we've been kind of ping-ponging back on that. So maybe not necessarily reading too much, but definitely kind of learning with me and Miss Boyd about just, again, the best way to kind of attack it. So to not take away from that student experience. Is that right? Like,
you know, the things that you're talking about, when you made me think of when you're talking about your conversations with Mrs. Boyd. And it's amazing to me how fast our staff has been able to just jump onto Zoom, figure things out. Or like when the OSPI came back and said, hey, we want to get started with some distance learning. I sent those emails out at like 4, and every single one of our staff members logged on, ready to go, had no problems. Like that speaks to our staff a little bit, I think.
Well, it is great because I'm in a group text with the science department and then with Team Rainier. And anytime, you know, anybody's like, hey, can we meet within, you know, 15 minutes to a half hour? Everyone says yes, and everyone's always on Zoom, right? And we're trying to figure out, you know, whatever question or questions that kind of come up. So you're right. There is that, like, aspect of, like, although we're apart, the fact that we can come together so fast is wonderful.
Yeah. All right, what's your best tip for making SLNS the best school in the history of ever when we get back? By the way, it is already the best school in the history of ever, but even going higher.
Even taking that to the next level. I think it always goes back to relationships. It's just you know, making it the best experience for the kids. So saying hi to them, you know, kind of always smiling, kind of joking around with them, bringing that energy in the classroom. I think that's stuff that I do pretty well.
You know, and I agree, that's something you do pretty well, and I think that that is the kind of stuff that as soon as we get back, I just can't wait to, you know, the secret handshakes with kids, or I see, like, when you when I watch you in class, it's always great, because you're full of energy, man. You're going.
Going, man. It's just, you know, it's just great being around them. So.
All right. Final question, my good man. What if you could turn back time and tell your middle school self to about going through something like this, what would you tell him?
Yeah, so this is different. So I'll get back with the time machine. I think I was in, well, I wasn't. I was in eighth grade, I guess, when September 11th happened. So that is like the connection that I could make.
Oh my goodness, Mr. Holdner, I was student teaching at that time. But go ahead.
So I don't just, if I could go back and tell my middle school self something, I guess maybe to have more empathy. You know, middle school is tough. It's especially for me when I was that age. It's just a, you know, people are telling you something, and it's okay to listen and kind of just take their advice and to show empathy with what's going on. And I guess when I was in middle school, I kind of experienced something like this as well. Although I know it's September 11th, we didn't shut down. But the magnitude of the event, right, like the attention that it drew obviously was there as well. So, but just to show empathy, to listen to people. I mean, if they're saying wash your hands and kind of continue to create that social distancing, then go ahead and kind of, you know, listen to what other people are saying.
You know, I think that's perfect advice, Mr. Holdner. You're a sharp dude. Thanks for jumping in on short notice and doing this podcast with me.
Anytime.
I'm sure that your kids can't wait to listen.